Christian, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us here on The Daily.
My pleasure.
So, starting off, nice and simple, the Zika virus, what actually is it and what kind of effects does it have?
So, Zika virus is a member of a large virus family that also include dengue virus and hepatitis C virus, actually. And it's been discovered in the 40s in Africa, and since then has been known to cause quite benign outbreaks, you know, with just typical virus infection causing fever, headaches, and things like that. But it has exploded in an epidemic proportions in French Polynesia first, and then went to America, to South America, where it's causing lots of concern at the moment, yeah.
And my understanding is, like dengue fever, it is also passed on through mosquito bites.
Absolutely, yeah. It requires an Aedes mosquito to be transmitted to humans.
So how dangerous is this to, say, an adult human?
As I said, actually, it's quite a mild disease in most cases. Actually, most infected people, up to 80% of the people who have an infection, are asymptomatic, so it's very mild. But the worry is that it's been linked to severe disease of the nervous system, and so it seems to be linked. But although there is no formal demonstration, but there is some worries about the link with the neurological disease caused by an autoimmune response. And also there's some concern because there has been a surge in microcephaly in newborn children in the Americas that has paralleled the rise in Zika virus infection. So there is, even though there hasn't been a formal demonstration that the Zika virus causes this microcephaly outbreak, there is worries. And to the point that the Center for Disease Control in the U.S. has issued some cautionary measures for pregnant women that travel to these countries there.
So microcephaly, it's a neurological disorder. What kind of effects does that have?
It has actually a wide range of effects. It can go from mild to severe, but basically it's an impairment of the development of the brain, and so of course children who are born with this can be affected with learning disabilities and motor problems, etc. So the range is very wide, but it's serious, yes.
And currently, as you said there's no actual proven link. There's just these suspicions that the disease, the Zika virus and microcephaly, is actually linked. How exactly has this link been made?
I think it's just it's been pointed out by the Brazilian Ministry of Health, whose officials notices a parallel surge in Zika virus reports, infection reports, and microcephaly cases in newborns. So there is no, at the moment, there's lots of ongoing research to try to sort out whether or not Zika virus actually causes this.
If you're just joining us here on The Daily, I'm speaking with Professor Christian Dohrig from the Microbiology Department at Monash University regarding the Zika virus. Now, Christian, what areas of the world is the Zika virus actually impacting the most? You mentioned there we've seen outbreaks in parts of Africa, in French Polynesia. So where exactly is the impact being felt most?
I think the real epidemic that caused this concern regarding fetal development comes from America, from Brazil. So it was established in Brazil only in 2015, but very rapidly spread through, I think, 19 countries over South America now. But as I mentioned previously, the virus has been known to cause sporadic outbreaks all over the tropics, mostly in Africa and in Asia. And there have been reports of people returning to Australia from Indonesia, for example, that had the virus. Yeah.
Why so rapidly?
That's the property of successful pathogens to actually spread very rapidly. These mosquito-borne pathogens are, of course, restricted to areas where the species of mosquito that is responsible for their spread can live. And so, there is. No drug, there's no vaccine, and so one successful pathogens from one infected person can actually spread the virus to a large number of other humans, and so the epidemics can spread very rapidly.
So is there more the likes of vaccines, cures, or indeed treatments for the sufferers of microcephaly actually being worked on?
Well, a child born with microcephaly, it's too late to actually act against the virus. And so management of microcephaly is not my specialty, of course, but I think it's a chronic affection that has to be treated, that has to be managed. Now, in terms of the virus infections that maybe causes or maybe is linked to microcephaly in newborns, at the moment for Zika virus, there is no drug, there is no vaccine. And so the key component of attacking the virus is prevention. And so, as I mentioned, the virus has to be transmitted by a mosquito. So if you manage to protect yourself from mosquito bites, if you live in an infested area, then you'll be safe. And so preventing mosquito bites is paramount. And it will also protect you against dengue, chikungunya, malaria, and a lot of diseases caused by mosquitoes. So
certainly something for people who might be travelling to these regions to be concerned about. Christian, thank you very much. Do appreciate your insight into this one this morning.
My pleasure.